This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, 4 out of 5 people kiss this more than they kiss their significant other.
Their boss's butt.
Yeah, Tom said boss's butt. That is an incorrect answer.
I don't know about that.
Well, okay. You know what? This could also be the same thing. So I'm going to agree with you there.
Okay, Heidi? Good.
I say their dog, their pet.
Ew. Ooh, good one.
All right, Kate.
Grandma.
Right.
More than their wife.
Pucker up, Granny.
Come here, young man.
Heidi was right. It's their pet,
Yay.
Their dog.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know that he just licks your face for the salt taste on your skin.
I thought it was to get the taste of his butt out of his mouth.
It could be. But 80% of people say they kiss their pet more often on a daily basis than they kiss their significant other.
That is not true for me.
Okay.
I pet my dog a lot, but I don't kiss my dog that much. And I definitely kiss my wife more.
All right, Cato?
I can see the husband trying to kiss the wife. Get off me. Get off me. The dog will always love the
true.
Kisses.
True.
You know what? Ain't that the truth?
Dog will give you a 10-second Frencher.
Well, and I love that meme that says a dog is the only thing on earth that loves you more than it loves himself.
Aww.
Because every time I come home, I will say my dog's wagging his tail. He is so excited to see me. I'm like at a point where I don't know how to break this habit, but he starts peeing.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I'm like, when someone's so happy that they pee a little bit, that they're seeing you and wagging their tail, if someone's doing that, you know what? That's the person you want to kiss, too.
I am so glad that I have never had a dog that had that issue. I've read about it, but I've never had one
that did
that.
It's embarrassing. You know what? When people come over, I've got to put him up or he'll be, you know, like wagging his tail peeing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heidi, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that it's also a little messy.
Yeah, a lot messy.
I have to clean up every time.
That's gross.
Yeah. Well, not every time. But
I think you
time.
Need to research. I think there might be a way to cure that.
Okay, 63% say they would rather stay at home and cuddle with their pet than go out on a date.
Okay, that's cat ladies.
That's 63% of people, Tom. That's not just the cat ladies right there. Say they'd rather just hang out with their pet than go out on a date. Now, their relationship must be really bad.
Well, they don't have one. Going on a date, I'm assuming maybe to find somebody. Maybe they're dreading going out and trying to meet them.
See, I was thinking of a couple, like, you know, because it says significant others. So.
That's tough. I don't know. I think if that's the case for you, you better get used to being at home alone with your pets.
Well, it is significant others because 83% say their pet cuddles better than their spouse does.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I know my boys, they love when the dog cuddles or stays, you know, right beside him. And they
That's nice. It's always makes
you
feel loved.
They let when they come in. But I will say they let my dog lick them in the face. And I don't like that. I'm like, and he's licking all the time. Don't let him lick in your mouth because that tongue's been places you don't even want to know.
Well, maybe you should let him know.
My dog eats like bugs and stuff. He'll go out in the yard and find a dead bug and
I
eat
think
it.
You got a defective dog.
Tom, your dog eats its own poop.
No, that was my other dog.
Okay, well, you can't say anything about my
this dog doesn't eat his own poop.
Okay, and 83% say that they receive the most unconditional love from their pet.
You know what the sad part is? It's probably what we think is unconditional love is them really just wanting to know if they can have a treat. Yeah. Because my dog has gotten older, and he's just turned into a mercenary now. Everything he does is designed to get a treat. You come home, he whines and wags till he gets a treat. Then he goes immediately to the back door and goes out and comes back in and wants a treat. And he will do everything he can think of that he's ever learned that might get him a treat.
Yeah.
And then it's like, once you are done giving him treats, he disappears.
My dog's doing the fake squat now. Has your dog done that one?
No.
It's like he goes out, does a fake squat, like he's doing something.
Sneaky.
And I'm like, oh, no, you ain't doing nothing because there's no guest out there greeting you.
Yeah, well, he's like, I would have peed. I just didn't have any left.
I've already peed on all your guests that come over. Oh, but it is Pet Appreciation Week, so
well,
I'll appreciate you, Pat.
I think we've done a great deal of harm.
Well, how do you say?
Well, people think that dogs just pee on them and want treats.
Well, no, that's just our dogs. We have some dysfunctional dogs and problems. I mean, everybody has their issues with their dogs. Ours are just a little more unusual, probably, than other people. So, you know what? If you had a dog that peed on, you know, company, could you call in and just help me out and tell me how to fix that problem?
Google it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's fixable. Worst case, put a diaper on him.
I'd rather have someone's story. I want to hear someone's story on how they fixed it.
Okay, I've got a story. We put a diaper on our dog. We've got two
Did
dogs
you really?
Now. We got a rescue dog.
Yeah.
His name is Rico, and he is a little red Pomeranian, and he is not house trained properly. Mm. He doesn't poop in well, actually he does poop in the house. But he would pee everywhere if he could because he was not neutered. So we have diapers that he wears all the time.
That's not bad. Okay.
His you just take him off when he goes outside.
Pico.
Rico.
Okay. Rico.
Rico. Rico Suave is his full name.
Well, 4 out of 5 people kiss their pet more often than their significant other.
After this conversation, we should cut that back a little.
We should change this. It should be a goal of ours to change this statistic.
Because I've never seen my spouse lick any of the places the dogs do.
There you go. And if you do,
I'd
she needs help
her.
Too. She needs help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.